This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Listen, we're very excited about having Casey Delacroix joining us on the phone this morning. Because you know what? Last year, she was ranked in the, just outside the 130 in the singles. So we probably wouldn't have interviewed her last year. But this year,
very rude.
She's ranked herself in top 30. Good morning, Casey. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Oh, we're really good, thank you. Casey. What an amazing year for you that you've gone from 130 to in the top 30. Are you excited?
Yeah, it's been really good. I've had a really, really good year. And, I set some goals to kind of want to be back inside top 100. And then I was top 50. And then, finished the year top 30. So it's been a really good year. And I've been healthy and been able to play a full schedule. So it's worked out all really well.
Well, it's surprising that you've been able to fit in all in with a healthy schedule, because you've had a new baby boy arrive on your doorstep. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Not by a stalk. Your partner had one, Amanda. That was in August, yeah?
Yeah, that was. He was born the 1st of August in 2013. So, that kind of changed our lives. Obviously, I got the easy bit. I didn't have to carry him or get all. I just get all the nice cuddles and stuff. But we took him on the road with us. We took him on tour. And from about 12 weeks he came with us, and Amanda had a year off work, and we just traveled, and life was crazy and chaos, but it was good.
How is that, having a baby on tour with you?
Yeah, it was challenging. It was definitely challenging, and obviously he didn't sleep great early on, but
do you have to put them in separate rooms when you're playing the next day, like down the corridor?
Yeah, I didn't really do too many of the night feeds, but then I'd get up in the morning. We just were a really good team. We kind of tag team, so Amanda felt like she was getting a bit of break, and obviously I had to focus on my tennis, so it was challenging, but it was also great, because I just wanted my family on the road with me as well.
Well, that's great. No, and there's all sorts of other babies on tour. Do you think that Blake's going to maybe marry a Federer one day?
Yeah, well, he's been at all the Grand Slam tournaments. They have creches for all the tennis players. And
that's so cute.
Yeah, so Wimbledon and that. But Federer obviously doesn't put his kids in, because they have about 10 nannies. So.
Of course.
But, he was enjoying hanging out with all the other tennis babies, and he's had a very different first year and a half of life, just being on tour and on the road. But it's been great for him. He's a real flexible, adaptable kid now, so it's good.
Casey, did you sort of say a year ago, you know, I've got a baby on the way, I need to get this thing together, I need to make some more money, I need to go top 30?
Yeah, well, I think it probably, in a way, did definitely help me. And probably most of all, it was just a distraction of maybe not focusing so much on the tennis all the time. It was more like, okay, get home and, got to change his nappy and, try and be a mum as well.
Bit of balance. So,
yeah, I think that really took the focus off maybe sometimes the pressure of tennis and having to do well all the time, and it all just kind of happened naturally, which was good.
Yeah, listen, being a tennis player, your world is very much every day about tennis all year round, and you've got all these tournaments and whatever. If you could have looked back in time, you could sort of take a little trip back in time and go, I may have chosen another sport. What sport would that have been?
I was okay at swimming when I was younger, but I'm really struggling as a morning person. So I think I got to that age where I was like, ooh, I just don't want to get out of bed, mum,
Yeah. I can have a mid-morning hit of tennis. That's great.
Yes.
Yeah. Cup of tea.
It's much more social.
Absolutely. And we're on a much later schedule, which suited me. So I always, I definitely wanted to be an athlete in some way, shape or form. I was never academic or anything. But whilst I was out injured, I did my beauty therapy course. I'm actually a qualified beauty therapist. Not that I'm
Oh, fantastic.
Ever oh, we could use day. You in the studio this you morning because we look haggard.
Yeah, we do. And you could do all the girls on tour. Make some extra money on the side.
Yep. Few of them could do with some...
Hey, now, that's just venturing me into the next question. I was just wondering, because you've just said that you were at Wimbledon. How did you feel about the Wimbledon outfit police coming around and checking your white underwear?
Yeah, well, they're pretty strict at Wimbledon. Obviously, everything has to be white. You can't have, coloured trims. You can't have, coloured underwear. So when your skirt flies up, no dark coloured bicycle pants or anything. So I quite like the tradition. I don't mind the fact that it's just such part of the culture at Wimbledon that everything. Some players like to rebel and, you know.
Okay, I'm just writing that down now. Casey loves her tidy whities. Yep, that's great.
Is that true that some of the tennis, the girls had to go out without sans bra, et cetera, because they didn't have any whities? Or we just made that up on our show?
No. A lot of them probably. I know I've had girls in the past at the locker room with me come up to me and go, "Oh, can I just borrow a white bra for this match?" And can
Isn't I that, borrow? I just think that's really funny that you finally get to Wimbledon and you want to buck the system. Like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, no. Everyone knows at Wimbledon that it's like white. So you kind of just have to be prepared. And like I said, I quite enjoy it, but girls just sometimes like to rebel and, you know, try and,
Right. Casey, you got nominated for the Newcomb medal in 2014. Yep. You just got pipped at the post by Nick Kyrgios.
Yep.
Did you have the dagger out? Did you sort of have, like, I'm going to knife you in the back, I'm going to push you down the stairs so you don't win it next year? What? How does that, because you would, like, that's a big award in the tennis world.
Yeah. I mean, Nick's had a great year too. He had a really good breakthrough year. He made
Is he a good guy?
Yeah. And he's, you know, he's got a lot of exuberance and he's young. And
he looks like a rat bag to me, quite frankly.
He's going to have a long career ahead of him. And he's, you know, I'm playing Hopman Cup with him in January in Perth as well. So we'll be representing Australia there, which will be a lot of fun. I guess I'm the older veteran. He's a young, exuberant young one coming up. So, no, he's obviously had a great year. And, you know, like deep down, I know I've had a great year. So
can you back it up?
Oh, team. Yes,
no, I'm just saying. I just want to know because I'm behind you. I'm like a big banners and stuff like Casey for president.
Rude.
Can you back it up next year?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing with tennis. It's one of those sports that you have to be able to. You have to week in, week out, be able to, you know, back it up and be consistent. So that's my goal for 2015 is to kind of, if I can stay at the ranking I'm at and have those results again, I'll be pretty pleased.
Well, I reckon you'll do just fabulously. But before we go, I would just like to ask, who's your tennis idol, Casey?
You know what? I don't. I love tennis players, but I love other athletes probably more than
who's your sporting
players.
Who's your sporting idol?
Oh, I love Chris Judd from Carlton.
Of course you do.
I read that on your bio. Juddy. You know what? You had me hooked until you said you're barrack for Carlton.
I know, and I love the old guys like Stephen Silvani. I always looked up to them.
Oh, you guys.
I know.
God. We're Collingwood supporters, so we love you.
We're
anyway.
Going now, Casey. Casey, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. We wish you all the best for obviously for 2015 and with little Blake. Give our regards to Amanda. And, you know, we'll talk next year. Look, the Australian Open's coming up. You may be Anna and best chance of getting tickets to the Australian Open.
Dear.
You know what? I'm not going to throw it out there. I'm just going to throw it out there now.
Nothing
we're going to talk.
Pressure, Casey.
We'll be talking off air. All right?
Okay.
Thanks, Casey. See ya. Bye.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.